And right now it is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this week, Pastor Garrett Ganton from Nephi.
Hey, there you go.
There we go. Nephi, House Church Network. And he's been joining us all week long, sharing with us on the Morning Munch. How are you this morning, Pastor?
Man, I'm doing good.
Well, Pastor, I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
So, yeah, this morning I wanted to open up to the book of James. We're going to talk about something that is simple yet extremely difficult to practice. But, man, this is what God calls us to. And with his grace, I think it's attainable and possible. And if we are able to stay in this place, then it really has an incredible outcome for our lives. But this is what James chapter 1:2 says. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And, you know, right now, this passage kind of takes on new meaning for me. I've just got a lot going on. Back in January, my dad was diagnosed with, a rare blood cancer. Just really out of the blue. I just felt sick, got some blood work done, and then we're in Columbus having a conversation on a bed about what he was going through. And you know, we've got some other things going on family-wise. My daughter, she's, you know, may have some kind of genetic disorder that we didn't know about. She's a year and a half old. And I mean, I could list off like 5 or 6 things right now that are just simultaneously happening. And it kind of feels like you're getting hit from every angle. And I know that I'm not alone in that because, I mean, just with what's going on from a national perspective and even all the way down to our individual lives, I think there'd be a lot of us that could say that we're going through trials of various kinds. And the question is, what is your response when you go through them? We're all human, right? So I think it's pretty natural to struggle with this verse, because how can you count it all joy? I mean, it's the last thing that you're thinking when you're going through difficult times. You're trying to get out of the circumstances and situation. You know, you're not trying to savor the moment. Yeah, I think there's something else going on here. And, you know, joy is not synonymous with happiness. Happiness is an emotion. Joy is something that's felt at a soul level. And, you know, I was driving into work about a week ago, and all this is kind of swarming and just swirling in my mind and my heart. It felt just super heavy. And I was like, you know what, Lord? You call us to worship through this. And it was crazy. I made that decision. I was like, Lord, I want to worship you. I want to praise you through this. I don't want to just get through this. I want to thrive through this. And I believe that you can do that. And there was a shift in my perspective when I did that. Man, it just totally changed my outlook. It didn't make what I was going through any easier. It didn't take away the pain, the heartache. But man, I felt hope and I felt joy in the midst of all that. And, you know, God has extended this to us. And this is what he says is going to happen. You know, all of these trials test your faith, but it produces something. It's not in vain. It produces steadfastness. And steadfastness, when it has its full effect, it makes you perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So many times, I think, in our prayer life, we ask God to take the challenges away. But if we were to pray for that, then really we would be lacking in our faith, because this verse says it's through trials that we are perfected. Man, I don't say that to come across trite to anybody, but man, I think we have to know that that's available to us, and God calls us to that and strive for that. And it's hard, and it's a moment-by-moment thing, and it doesn't necessarily feel magical when you do that. But that choice, it really changes your perspective, and then God's able to use that for the good of those who are called and according to his purpose. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share this morning.
That's a good word for us, Garrett. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Father, there's nothing easy about rejoicing in the midst of trials. And in fact, Lord, I would argue that we can't do that in our own strength. And the only way that we can do that is when we lean into your spirit and we have your perspective and your heart on the matter. And Lord, we know that it's so possible to feel joy and sorrow at the same time. It's what you felt, Lord. You said that for the joy set before you, you endured the cross, and the cross was full of sorrow. But yet it was joy that carried you through that. So, Lord, help us today to feel joy in the midst of our circumstances, that our faith would be tested and that it would produce steadfastness, and that steadfastness would perfect us and that we would be lacking in nothing. I pray for those, Lord, today who feel the weight, whether it's individually, in their marriage, as a parent, from what's going on in a friendship level or at work, just even the global and national weight that we feel. Lord, you say to cast our cares upon you because your yoke and your burden is light. And so, Father, I pray today that we would do that. Even in when you're driving in to work, that you would just make that conscious decision just to put your burdens on the Lord this morning. And maybe you have to do it a couple times today. But, Lord, we know that you are able to shoulder that for us. We just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Garrett Gatton joining us and here with the Morning Munch all week long and pastoring a house church network. Tell us about that and the work that you're doing.
Yeah, so a couple months ago, we actually made the launch. Been a long time coming and kind of evolved from pastoral ministry to church planting to house church planting. And, our gatherings are simple yet full of substance. So, you know, we gather in the home, 9:30 on a Sunday morning, and we always share a meal at the end. We open the Word together. We share testimonies together. We worship together. We pray for one another. Pretty simple stuff, and then we share a meal at the end. And you know, in terms of our gathering, that's kind of what that looks like. But I mean, I tell you, one of the coolest things that we've kind of discovered through this is we live in such a fast-paced culture, and it's really easy to miss each other, even when you're with each other. So one of the things we've discovered is that close-knit community, which so many churches accomplish through different ways, is vital to the body of Christ. So that's one of the things that we want to continue to dive deeper in and develop disciples through that. So, yeah, we're excited.
And I know you guys don't have a website or Facebook page up yet, but do you have a way, if folks are interested in being part of this or finding out more about what you're doing, that they can contact you?
Absolutely. So, first of all, I would just love to have a cup of coffee with anybody interested or just wants to get together and talk. I'm a talker, obviously, so we can do that. And I'll give you my email, Garrett, Garrett@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, and we'll get together.
Excellent. Hey, Garrett, thanks so much for hanging out with us and sharing the word with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks,
all right.